from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
If they don't make the playoffs this year, it will have been a failure at this trade deadline.
Paul Zeiss and Dan Zangrilli getting into it yesterday on the Midday Show, and Zeiss was just off his rocker.
If they make the playoffs, then their grade is an A. If they miss the playoffs, their grade's an F. It's playoffs or bust for this year.
I think at this point, you're 2.5 games back, you've just added to the roster. Yeah. If you don't make the playoffs, it's going to feel absolutely like a failure. But what they were talking about was grade the trades. Grade the trades. Grade what they brought in. Grade the job that Ben Cherington did at the deadline. And Zeiss said, if they make the playoffs, it's an A. If they miss the playoffs, is an F. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I kind of align with them.
Okay.
I kind of align. You had time. And you didn't like some of the deals, and there were some guys out there that were traded for reasonable prospects. You might have missed out on those guys because you may have been stubborn and wanted the right deal. The right deal may not have came, so you may have settled for a secondary deal, which looks like Brian De La Cruz and IKF. Yes. So, yeah, I kind of fall in line because you had opportunities to get a Jazz Chisholm. You had opportunities to get a, you know, what's the guy that went to
Randy
Seattle?
Rosarena.
Rosarena, possibly. So we'll see. But you feel like you added to this roster. You feel like you made this team better. Let's see it.
I can't go so far as to say if they don't make it, the deals are an F, because you're going to have these guys under control. You're going to have IKF next year. You're going to have De La Cruz for the following three seasons. I like the moves they made. And I said yesterday, you said yesterday, we agreed on this, B+, because these guys should help the team. It doesn't mean it wouldn't have been an A+ if you get Jazz Chisholm and Brian De La Cruz, or you get all three of these guys, or you find a different way to be creative, and maybe you do give up big-time prospects so much so that Brent Rooker does come in here, and that would have been an A+++. And there were other guys out there. Luis Robert, that would have fit that bill, where you go, even if they don't make the playoffs, boy, they made the biggest of big swings. And so you go A++ no matter what happens. I just think because you've got these guys under control, even if they miss out, while the season would be a failure, I still am happy with those deals. And you could also paint a picture. What if these guys play great, but O'Neal Cruz now goes in the tank, or Brian Reynolds reverts back to form, and those are the reasons why. Or Skeens, I don't even want to say it. Something happens to your pitching staff or injury and you don't make the playoffs. I just don't know that I can paint with such a broad brush and say it's either you get in and these trades worked or you don't and they didn't work.
We just don't know the fullest form of this team for at least a month. That's the thing. Like, I don't know, like, with Jared Jones coming back and, you know, and then and Nick Gonzalez coming back, like, those two are out of the lineup and they're significant pieces to the Pirates winning. So I don't know what this team is going to be until I see those guys a part of this squad. But, you know, for now, you got to win games like last night, though. I know that.
You have to.
I think it's all relative, right? I mean, if they would have got Jazz Chisholm, is Paul saying the same thing? If he is, then he's consistent, right? If you get Jazz Chisholm and it's an A-plus by every pundit out there and you're like, let's wait and see, you have to have the same approach for that as you do with a more conservative route, which is what they went with. I think relative to doing nothing,
yeah,
this is what they added two bats.
And they at least showed that they believe enough in this year's team to augment this year's team, which I didn't know that they would do. And so maybe that's a low hurdle to clear. And maybe I am moving the goalposts for them, whereas I wouldn't for the Steelers or I wouldn't for the Penguins. But okay, maybe I am guilty of that. But that's what happens when you have had, what, 8 500 seasons since, what, in the last 30 years and 3 playoff seasons in my cognizant lifetime? Like, I am going to grade them a little bit on a curve. And I just wanted to see a commitment, and we did get at least that commitment. So I want to be happy with that. And it's going to help them towards the playoffs, but if they don't make it, I'd have to then, if I'm using Paul's logic, let me try to make sense of this. If I'm using Paul's logic, then I'm going to wait until the end of Brian De La Cruz's tenure to see what I should grade that trade. Like, what if they don't make the playoffs this year and he gets 35 bombs next year?
Right.
And he's a principal piece of them making a playoff run, something like that. If I'm going to wait, well, I'm not just going to wait until the end of this year. I'm going to wait until the end of Brian De La Cruz's time here, if that makes sense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.